Welcome to the Get Realizes podcast. I am Adam Chase Rennie. All right, you guys. So a brief introduction before we get into this fine episode. This is previously recorded about a year ago, which is season one of our Get Realizes podcast. Originally, the Fun Employment podcast, talking about Christine Chen's first feature that she wrote, directed, produced, edited. You know, putting in all that sort of magic into her first feature, which is available now on Amazon Prime. So go get it. And we sat down with these fine people who are the cast and crew of said feature. And we got into how it was making the film and working with Christine and their experiences and what they're up to nowadays. So this is our unfiltered, raw version of the audio interview. And if you want to watch the video interview, it's on youtube.com/mothtoflamefilms. You'll be able to find it all there. Give it a subscribe, give it a watch. And yeah, please enjoy this unfiltered episode of season one, Fun Employment, of the Get Realizes podcast. Enjoy it. I'm just gonna do it naturally.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly, fuck it, let's do it live.
Yes. You know? I'll make sure to clap this.
Yes, I will. Hang on. All right. Three, two, and one. Okay. We're doing this, you guys. This is another episode of the Fun Employment Podcast. We had a few guests on previous days. We had Christine being our first guest, also co-host. Say hi, Christine, if you want.
Hi.
So we interviewed her. Then we also interviewed Jason Cates, followed by Roxanne, who are both crew members. They were, Jason was a sound guy, and then we had Roxanne, who was hair and makeup. And today we have a very special guest here with us. She is the art department. She is the art department. Just yeah. In and of itself, she is that. The first department. And she kicks ass and takes names, so. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Kelly.
And you were part of Fun Employment.
Yes, I was there in the very beginning.
This is the whole thing. This is what the podcast is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We are Fun Employment, talking about Christine's first feature.
Right.
Showcasing everyone, every single guest, including you, who are sharing stories behind the scenes, and also being fun employed. Being in the environment that we are in now.
Yes.
We are part of the film industry, yes. But there was a moment in our lives where we weren't, and we were working shitty jobs. All of us can attest yes. to this, you know?
Yes.
We all work shitty jobs. Before we get into that, we mm-hmm. are going to go straight into fun employment. All right. So okay. Let's start from the beginning, like literally very beginning, from when you were born. So let's... I'm kidding. So fast forward to... you meeting Christine. How did you and Christine meet?
So, the way me and Christine met is, so I moved to Austin because I wanted to get into film, but I didn't know how, and I didn't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
literally. So, I was just sending out word to...
You moved by yourself?
Yes, first, yeah.
Wow.
And then I was sending out word to friends and family. I was like, does anybody know anybody out here? No? So, funny enough, my now brother-in-law, uh-huh. who was, like, in the same friends group as Christine, because he's best friends with Carlos, Christine actually is good friends with, and Carlos starred in a lot of her shorts while she was in business school.
Damn, one of the characters.
You know what I just realized?
Yes.
This is like The Sopranos, and you're like the Tony Soprano, and you literally hired everyone.
Yeah.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
Dante that plays Trey.
Yes.
Trey was based off of Carlos.
Carlos, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Trey was.
So
inside
you
scoop.
See Trey. You've seen Trey. So
I have.
That's exactly how.
That's okay.
He is.
So when you guys do watch Fun Employment, that's going to be released on March 4th. You can pre-order it now for $5 in Vimeo. Click in the description below. All right, we're done with the advertising stuff. So go ahead, continue.
So yeah, Ryan, who knew Carlos, who also knew Christine.
Yeah.
He was like, well, talk to Christine. She has a company in Austin. So I went to go.
Oh, so Christine, she was already like, she already had Moth the Flame?
Yeah, she was out of business school. She had Moth the Flame.
Okay.
But I think it was still like in the very beginning. Her office was still at like near the UT campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right. You did have an office.
So I went to go meet with her.
I still have an office. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we still have an office. We do. Yeah. Undisclosed location, guys. Okay.
Very private.
We may or may not be in my house.
No, we're not. We're in a very high production studio. We spent $700,000 on this.
Look at
okay?
this.
Okay. This behind me is great. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly. Sorry.
So I went to meet with her. First thing I thought, I was like, oh, she has a great handshake. I usually have a pretty strong grip. And whenever I shake someone's hand, a lot of times they're like, oh.
That's when you know she's a woman of power. Yeah. She's just like, oh.
And she was a fast walker, walked over to her office very
much.
Fast.
Yeah.
Very messy office, but, you know, got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. It's the creative
yes,
that counts.
Very, and it was, Christine is one of those people, like, if you say you want to get into film, next day she's going to be like, all right, there's a set going on. Do you want to come by?
Wow.
Just drop in? Literally, that's what happened.
That's...
And she just started throwing me into stuff. And
that's exactly how it was for me. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it was for me. Mm-hmm. When Christine and I met, we met for like literally 5 minutes. She was like, hey, don't have time. I have a set. You want to do it? And I'm like, are you offering me a job? What's going on here? It literally happened that way.
That's how she operates.
And then So I come home and I come home to my mom and I'm just like, I think I got a job? I don't know. I'm in school. I'm really confused. I don't know what's going on. But that's basically the same instance with you. You got hired literally on the spot.
Well, I basically kind of worked as like her intern / assistant for a good while. And
gotcha.
Would just be like, well, I'm on set, so she's going to be on set.
Gotcha. Okay. So whatever in, like, set she was on, you would just be there with her. Gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Which is the best way to learn, too.
It is.
Like,
that's how B-Rad and I learned. So, yeah. Our producer. We only have one producer today because Boston just felt like not showing up. So B-Rad. B-Rad is rad.
Is he sick?
He's probably, who knows? He's a delicate
Boston.
Man. Boston, we love you, but you're a very delicate man. You're 18. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Yes.
So Christine hired you, and did you do anything before Fun Employment with her? Did you have any gigs with her?
Yeah, it was a lot of like sketches online. It was like a lot of internet content. It was some corporate shoots. It was, I think, I only did like one or two weddings with her.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
But she also, I had done a couple of like stop motion things. So she's like, oh, that's cool. You should do more for us. She's like, how about this? So I'd make
a few
stop motion stuff for
her. You made stop motion?
A few, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Like what was the thing? What was the stop motion thing? Like the first one that you made?
The first one, I actually took a class in Austin before I kind of like met with Christine. Because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to take class.
Right.
And it was stop motion. So the first thing I did was like based off some short story about like this house that like at night would come alive and become a monster and like eat neighbors and stuff.
Fucking A, that's rad.
Yeah.
Monster House?
Long story.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That's for another episode of Fun Employment Podcast. Anyways, go ahead.
Like that though.
Okay.
So I showed that to her and I think I did one other thing. So she asked me to do a couple little quick fire ones. And actually, during the holidays, we would do these really short, small holiday stop motions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so we've done a few for Christmas in the past, which are always fun. So, yeah, that was kind of, like, one of my, like, unique contributions to Mom's
right.
Life was the stop motion.
Is that stop motion.
Yeah.
So with that underneath your tool belt, and then you, once you... Once you, we had some behind the scenes shit, you guys. Sorry, it distracted me. I'm like, I have a mild form of ADD. I'm just, what? Talking shit over there.
Yeah,
we're just saying we're going to put put in that.
Yeah, the stop motion.
Stop motion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As a homage. But there was a question I was going to ask, and it was really, it was a zinger. It was a zinger. So anyways, yes. No, I remember now. So before, so with that underneath your tool belt, you mm-hmm. had the stop motion thing. Right. Was there anything else on set that you were doing that like somehow might have, because art department came in there somewhere, right? Was it with Fun Employment or was it separate from that? And then she was just being the sorting hat being like, you like this, don't you?
Fun Employment was a big part of it because like everybody else on set, I wasn't just art department. So I did the set dressing. I acted as wardrobe. Mm-hmm. I did sound. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that sound?
Yes, you did sound. Boom
and
operator.
And scripty. Is that it? I think AC Slater a couple of times.
Slater.
Yeah.
Well, we've also talked to Roxanne and she also like, you know, makeup department who wore those hats too.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Everybody wore many, many hats.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Even Jason too at one point.
Yeah. So I think it was like on some of the skits we did, it was like, I think one of the first ones we did was like a.
That was a sketch comedy
right.
thing, right? Yeah.
One of the first ones I was on was like a zombie parody for Halloween.
Mm.
And Christine was like, oh, we need to like decorate. And like everybody was doing something. She was just like, hey, you, do you want to? It wasn't like, hey, you, but she was like, can you go decorate the outside the door?
No, she chose you like a Pokemon and casted you. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Kelly chose you. I don't know why that's so funny in my head.
My skills include decorating with twinkle lights. Yeah, something like that. But it was like putting these purple lights and like cobwebs and stuff on the door. And she was like, oh. That looks really good.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those like things that started like little by little.
Right.
It was like, oh, you have skills.
You have skills.
Imagine that. Well, it's one of those things like she would push me to do it because she didn't want to do either. Because she has so many things on her plate anyways.
That's a secret. It's shit that Christine doesn't want to do, pushes it to the PAs. And to the newbies. I knew it. This is all an elaborate ruse.
Well, it's also because she does 20 other million different things. So she's like, here's one less thing
So it's okay.
But yes, it's also like, this isn't fun for me anymore. You get to do it.
You know.
We love you.
So when you did those sketch episodes and you started set dressing there, that's when it all, for Christine, fell into place with Fun Employment, right? Mm-hmm. When you wrote the script, when you got everyone, I assume Kelly was like your first go-to for art department.
Like, we're going to make a movie. Kelly.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You got the dream team. You got Kelly, you got Roxanne, you got Larissa, how many? There's a lot. There's so many.
That was the core.
Yeah.
The three amigos.
And then Jason came on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we didn't know.
Doing the other jobs.
Yeah.
Showed up late. Jason was there by himself. Good times.
Yeah,
that's a callback, you guys. So you got involved with Fun Employment. So mm-hmm. I have to ask, what was probably your best memory, the most fun memory, and the worst memory of it? So we can start off strong. We can start off strong with the great memory. Like something that you learned, something that you took away from it that was like, fuck, this is awesome. I took away from this project.
Or, fuck, this is awesome. I didn't waste my time. Or
that.
Well, it was one of those things like, I wanted to be in film since I was a kid. I loved movies. I can remember things. I studied film before I even realized it.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So no matter what happened, it was like, I can at least say I did this. Mm. It's like, I can say I was on a film set, I worked on it, I did this thing. Cool.
And that's it, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it was like a thing after Fun Employment was done, like we started working on other projects because people would invite us or we did this or we did that thing. So that, to me, it was like, Well, it wasn't a waste of time because things kept moving after that.
Yeah.
Like, if we just did front employment and we were all like, okay, it was nice.
Yeah, I mean,
goodbye.
It wasn't like you
never
guys,
saw each
like,
other again.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Yeah. You guys, like, didn't go to superstardom, even though fun employment should be going to superstardom. but it was this, in my eyes, in my opinion, you guys had this slow, gradual build where
right.
you started getting more gigs. You, like, slowly but surely getting more experience.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then honing that craft.
Yeah, no, yeah. definitely. And so, no, it was never...
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, it was never a second moment. Where I thought, oh, this is a waste of time.
And
I
then,
mean, yeah.
Yeah. And then your most fun memory?
Most fond.
No,
most fun.
Fun. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, maybe not that. You're a very giggly person, so maybe
yeah.
I will say the funniest thing you ever laughed at. Whether it's like someone falling or anything. Like, what did you laugh at
the
hardest?
For me, so Christine knows, I have the worst look.
Oh, shit.
Known to mankind. Yes,
yeah.
You've experienced it too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I always... It's always just, like, situational memories I look back at and laugh. So in the early days, after we would rap, someone would have a bottle of liquor in their car. Should we talk about this or
yes.
no? How many parents are watching this? I'm sorry.
Well,
I was over 21. It's fine.
It's okay.
So
this
when,
is a safe treehouse full of viewers. So.
Treehouse, yeah. So in the very early days, after we would rap, we would be so happy and like kind of on this high. It's like, oh, let's do shots to commemorate and toast each other.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Only like
You're,
one or
you
two.
You guys are celebrating. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Or rapping at like 3 in the morning, going out to my car, having a flat tire.
Oh, great.
Then having Christine, Adam, Jason, and I think a couple other people try to help me
mm-hmm.
change
different
my tire.
Adam.
Yes, different Adam.
Yeah.
And not really helping me, they're just kind of hanging out with me while I change it.
Moral support is helping.
Yes. Yes, it is, Christine.
Oh my God, that's
so
hilarious.
It's or like shooting at Utopia. And it pouring down rain, and we were planning on camping.
Utopia? Where's that?
It's 3 hours from here.
Fucking A, really? Wow.
So there's a festival, Utopia Fest. That's where
okay.
we filmed one
yes.
of the big scenes. But we stayed because we got to stay for free because we did some work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we were planning
wow,
on camping.
Wow, good for you guys. Yeah.
So we were planning on camping. Rained the entire like day we were there. So. And filming in the tent, so everybody's walking in and out of the tent, completely muddy, completely.
Oh,
yeah, just,
shit.
So we slept in my car. The
really?
Car camped, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you slept, you had to sleep in your car, and it was raining, and but you guys shot inside the tent.
Yeah,
though.
So we were shooting all day, and by the
right.
time we went to go camp ourselves to sleep for the night,
yeah.
it was like, that tent's, no.
No, it's just fucked.
Happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we camped in my car.
So you guys switched shifts with
yes.
your car. Gotcha.
Yeah.
In
no,
terms
I have an SUV. Both of us fit in there. It's fine.
That's true. Okay.
We have pictures. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do have pictures of
yeah,
us in the back of my car.
In the trunk. Because we're
yeah.
little.
That's you guys
this
are very
true.
Very small. Yeah, they can fit in most glove boxes. But like, so what was the hardest time you ever laughed? Like, what was that moment? There had to be a funny moment, right?
To add on to why this is so funny with the car thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Continue.
Because it's now a tradition. We're not on a film set unless Kelly's car breaks down.
Yes, or I have a flat tire, or
it has
doesn't start, or something.
The only set that has not happened on right so far is 6 words. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so a bird's nest, it broke. Two
oh,
roads,
right.
it broke.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Did y'all get break? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
This is your Jeep.
Point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be a broker, didn't start or
and
something.
And I'm saving up for a new car.
Glory. Oh, Gloria, we sat out there for a long time waiting on AAA. Yeah,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. Again, just yeah. hanging out with me while I have a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now literally
that's
a
true.
Tradition. Like, we're
but
not surprised.
Back to the on Gloria flat tire. Snapchatting? Instagram story. I would just like to add.
Oh yeah?
While we wait for AAA for my, that was my husband's truck though, that for once, but still.
Okay.
The car curse continues.
Your poor car. Your poor car is a death trap.
Yeah.
It was just, but that was my husband's truck. It wasn't even my car.
It's just her juju.
It's just my luck.
It's just your luck. Oh. Yeah. Oh my God. And then
that's what's funny. Literally every single
set.
So aside from car trying to kill you, was there a moment in Fun Employment where like, because I would assume because it, for those of you who never had the amazing chance to work with Kelly, I have, and and there's a few moments where what? You just say, fuck it, like you are just gonna hit the fuck it button and say, you know what, Adam, I don't wanna deal with this anymore. Just throw, because we did shoot this one feature and we had to set dress. So basically, long story short, we had to remove all the items in that room, store them all throughout the set, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's like a scavenger hunt that we made, ironic enough. And we have to reset it all at the end. Mm-hmm. So that means we have to start... To the way it looked before. From important the very, detail. Very beginning, like when you walk into the set, when you walk into someone's home, you have to make sure everything's all set perfectly, clean, all that jazz. So at the end of the night, we have like a weird second wind after wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That lasts about like an hour.
Yes.
And then on the 12th, maybe 13th hour, that's when Kelly is like, fuck it. We're just throw it. I don't care anymore. Put it in a garbage bag, throw it out. I don't care. Let's just get this done.
We never actually throw it away though.
No, we never did. But she literally has gone to the point where she's like, I'm gonna cut someone. So have you had that on Fun Employment?
It was still early on. So, and
our tolerance level has dropped significantly.
Yes.
But from there.
Really has. Yeah.
Gotcha.
From there, we were like, we're going to make something with
your
money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, it was small budget and kind of like a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the stuff we do now, we didn't really do back then. It's like.
No.
So it's like, oh, this looks great. It's like, oh, just Coca-Cola, turn that around, turn this around. Okay, that's fine. You know, it was very...
Minimal.
Yeah, very basic.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever got to that point.
Mm.
I don't really remember. I mean, maybe what, like when we were wrapping at like 2 or 3 in the morning just because I was tired.
Yeah. If you're wide awake at 2, 3 in the morning, you're a crackhead. So, that's just besides the point. But, okay, so when you do set dress, though, was there ever a moment where, like, was art department the thing that you wanted to do? I guess we never addressed that.
I guess I figured it out on Fun Employment that
you
liked it.
Figured it out on Fun Employment. Gotcha. Okay. And then, so from there on, that's when it just, was there a moment in Fun Employment where it's like, fuck, this is great. I want to do art department.
Probably we made this, or I made this big tent. Mm-hmm. Just out of random bed sheets from the thrift store. And we hung it up in a space in Christine's office building. And the idea was we wanted it to be like Harry Potter. Like from the outside, it looks like this dinky little tent. And you walk in and it's just like huge and magical.
It's Phil's tent.
Phil's tent. That's what it was. Phil's okay. Tent. Yeah.
So that was the one.
That was great, actually.
Yeah.
I like that tent. That was rad. Yeah. That was a rad looking. By the way, not to blow smoke up your ass, but most of the sets that you will see Fun Employment when it releases on March 4th, you're going to see amazing set dressing from Kelly herself. Everyone did a fantastic job.
It was okay.
But the set looked, no, I'm serious. Like the set looked really, really nice. Shot beautifully. Transitions kind of went all over the place, but that's besides the point. Literally, like, at one point, you haven't seen the movie, have you?
She just sent me the link.
Maybe you can attest to this. So, like, there's a few scenes where when it goes from one scene to the next scene, it seems like a completely different fucking movie. like in of itself, like how it's shot, it's like it just doesn't make sense.
Did we explain that? Because there's kind of a reason behind that, right?
Well, four DPs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
There was four DPs.
I mean,
Christine being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's reasoning why. It's like, oh, so this is, oh, it's the holding person.
That's yeah, what. Essentially. Yeah. Whoever's driving the camera.
Yeah.
So with that being said, was it, and she, you are art department for life now. You are, this is your job.
Yes, I definitely think this is the...
And it's a great, great gig because you do fantastic in your job.
Thank you.
And she did fantastic in Fun Employment, too. and you also made cameos, too, in the movie.
Yeah.
You did.
Yes, I did.
You were playing ping pong, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you were playing ping pong in the when they were moving out of her office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one thing that hasn't changed. Whenever I'm on set, not even with Christine now, with other sets, I was like, oh, we need more people. Kelly, crap.
It was just whoever is within proximity.
Yeah, you always end up being an extra, even when you don't want to. It's going to happen.
And I remember...
It's because you're pretty, Kelly.
Right.
It's because I'm there.
Roxanne talked about this with us yesterday, where it was like, if you dress... the way the scene is gonna go, you're automatically gonna be pulled in that scene. So let's say like it's the startup scene, like where you go to the startup meeting,
mm-hmm.
like don't dress casual, just fucking wear Saran wrap or shit, or like tin foil, some yeah. shit, so you're not gonna be pulled into frame.
Yes.
But so you guys had like elaborate ruse to see what the call sheet's gonna be. Well,
but
if there was a call
then,
sheet.
And I'll be like, hey, you got your clothes, right?
Yeah. Or Christine will be like, just trade shirts with me. And literally just go in. I don't know what to do. You do it.
We've traded bras. We've traded shirts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys really, really got close then.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Hey, we need a better bra than this. Do you have one?
This doesn't work. Oh, my God.
You,
so,
me, and Roxy, because we're all about the same size. So we're like, what do you have? What do you have?
So you guys rummage through each other's closets and...
No, it's
just cars.
Or whatever, yeah, cars.
Everywhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. And then...
We're going on so many tangents right now.
We are. But that's part of the fun of the podcast. Where it's nothing but tangents. That's all mm-hmm. I'm about. And then it's usually me trying to figure out and vamping, you know, what topic to go to next. And
right.
also what thought that I had and completely missed my brain. And then I looked at B-Rad and I completely missed my thought. Thanks, B-Rad.
You're welcome.
Great job.
Anytime, buddy.
Yeah. That was a, how many minutes are we in?
I have no clue.
It's fine. We can continue. What time is it? It's good. Let's talk about being fun employed. Let's talk
yes.
about being fun employed. So what was your shitty job before the film industry, before all this madness that Christine has ripped you from the world into the film industry,
right.
essentially.
Yeah.
What was that job? What was that shitty job?
So I don't want to say shitty because
okay.
the
right.
jobs I had were always
fair
like
enough.
Grateful to like have a job and like be paid to do something.
Okay, she took the high road. That's basically
well,
what I mean. But yes, I'm working
anyways.
A shitty job right now. That's why I'm like, yes, go ahead.
So I actually worked... in college and after college, I worked at a gym. I was a group fitness instructor for a long time. So I taught like kickboxing, spin, water aerobics.
What's water aerobics? What the fuck? What are you?
So not always, but generally speaking. It's
like in the Olympics?
Not quite.
Okay.
The older ladies in the pool that want to exercise and it's easier on their joints because it's not like full impact.
I
yes.
see. Okay. It's like yoga
yes.
in the water, but waist deep.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I taught that.
Yeah, okay.
I was on the land. I wasn't
water
in the water.
Water yoga.
Yes.
So you did that, and
I
then
that.
You taught spin, and then you taught what else?
I did. I taught a bunch of different things.
Oh, okay.
So it was like.
So you were a workout trainer. You were
yeah.
essentially a trainer. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Fucking A.
Did that. I also worked at a place called, you'll like this,
mm-hmm.
420 Science.
Yes. All right. 420 Science.
I was
yes.
their I put the decals on all the stash jars, and my parents know about this. This isn't a secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All day long, just putting the decals on the stash jars.
But she is not a she's not a marijuana user.
No. I was, yeah.
No one is in this room, allegedly. Continue.
Hard eye contact.
Hard eye contact. So you worked at 420 Science, mm-hmm. and how long were you working there?
I worked there for about, not long, probably 1 or 2 years. I worked at the gym longer, probably 4, maybe 5 years. I'm bad with.
So you were working there before you moved here, right? You were working there in Houston as a workout trainer?
So in college I worked as a...
In college.
So total as like just working at a gym in general is like 7, 8 years.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how long you were working there? Or being a trainer.
Just being a trainer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That makes sense.
No, see, I'm bad with years. I'd have to be like, so I moved to Austin in 2011. Mm-hmm. Started working there. I probably worked at the gym 3.5 years, maybe.
3.5 years? Yeah. Okay.
And then I worked at 420 Science for... I'm so bad.
I know. It's okay.
1 to 2 years.
1 to 2 years. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then, so when Christine brought you on, mm-hmm. there's a camera malfunction. It's okay. But Christine brought you on, did you just straight up like, okay, this is it? Like, no. You still
worked. I was still working.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this.
Were you working while shooting Fun Employment?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Oh my God. So you were part of the scheduling problem.
Probably.
Now what's going on with employment. Well, everyone apparently had scheduling like problems to the point where.
Yeah, it was one of those things. It's like, since we're obviously.
You're doing it for free.
Low to no budget. You can't like fault anybody for like, well, I still need to make money. I have bills. So that was kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to spend some sort of money. You had to survive as well.
Yeah.
So then after Fun Employment, mm-hmm. how long thereafter until you just said, you know what, I think I can do this full time. I think I can do...
A while.
It was a while. Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of a late to the party kind of person. So
always, like in life.
I was getting to that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm late.
Yeah. I meant that metaphorically. October and November marks the end of my first full year.
Oh, so this full is time. Recently. This
yeah,
is
very recent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were in this gig for a really... Fuck, you fooled me, man. I thought you were like... I thought you guys were like Grand Wizards when I showed up to set. It was like, I've been doing this for 73 years.
I've been working on gigs and doing...
Yes.
Film for a while,
It
wasn't one of those things like, yeah, I'm pretty practical person. I'm like, well, makes me nervous just to be like, all right, this is my only, it's gonna be my base. This
because
is what
it's
gonna be.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen when you do leave your job
right.
and then what's going to happen thereafter in the future. Fucking
I mean, even now I still have a side hustle because.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I have a mortgage now. That's why.
There's bills to pay, man. And, you know, there's still jobs out there, except it's not the jobs that we want to work at, you know, essentially. But being in the film industry, though, it's pretty tough. It's pretty fucking tough because there are people who do sink, not swim. There's people who, you know, do rise to the occasion and be successful. But, you know, it's a delicate balance that you have to set upon yourself with financially.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, you have to really watch your fucking money, especially if you're working on a film set. Especially if you're investing in something like a specific project, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to take out a loan, Jesus Christ. Like, too many factors going in.
Yeah, but, and in film, it's like, don't count on money unless it's in your hand. Don't count on money that's not
beautifully said
in your bank. You have a check in your hand till that's when it's officially done. then you can bank on that.
Yep, very good. That's beautifully said. And you can't...
Speaking from experience.
Speaking from experience. So when you do work on these sets now, mm-hmm. it's almost... It almost seems like... especially me working with you on set, it seems like the art department just comes to you naturally. It just seems like a very natural thing for you. Just like Christine with being directing or producing, she just knows what to do. She knows how to be a first AD. She knows how to produce. She knows how to direct. You know how to set dress. You know how to handle props. Granted, I only worked maybe one, I can count with my fingers, two projects that we, you and I work on together, and there's going to be many more, but there's... You definitely like take it and you just fucking show them. You literally take it and you just know exactly what you're doing, but you are fresh into this.
Yeah, like, I don't feel that way. It definitely doesn't feel that way. It's one of those things, like a lot of times when I'm on set, like set dressing and handling props, like it's definitely come from experience now. But there's always, like, on each set, it feels like there is something new. There is something I've never done before. There is something I still need to learn. There's always, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's even on Writer's Block, there was a lot of stuff I was doing I've never done before.
The feature that we all worked on.
So it's one of those things, like, as I'm doing it, I'm thinking and I'm learning and I'm trying to, like, figure this out as I'm doing it, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but you do a very good job at doing that. Especially, well,
I just
all
have a good
poker
face.
Honestly, all you guys. Like, if you honestly don't know something, you guys do play it off like, all right, yeah, we could do it. It's fine. But really, what's going on in your heads is panic, sweat. Like.
Plan B, plan C, plan D, plan F.
All right, man. Thank you for being on here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thank you for everything. Thank you for tuning in. Watch Fun Employment March 4th. You can pre-order on Vimeo right now for $5. And the link is going to be in the description on YouTube, B-Rad?
Yeah.
Okay. And also on the audio version of the podcast, too. Bye.